Well, quality management needs to be considered in your project. First, in the first, this world will live in today, it is imperative that you build in quality into your delivery from day one, so you can minimize your rework. If you don't consider quality of your product or service that you are delivering in your project, it is going to have major impact within your project from an aspect of time, even your scope, because as you're executing on your project, if you didn't think about quality, you may end up doing a lot of rework, which is also going to impact on your project. So it is critical to also integrate quality management from day one, because there could be standards and regulations that you also have to consider, and you don't want to be thinking of that at the end. You want to do it up from in the design work. Now, I know quality management can seem a little bit overwhelming from a planning perspective, but don't fret, because I'm going to help you break it down. Understand the project objective and the detail. Now, this is your scope statement, which is going to be have all of your detail in there, your justification, your actual statement, and the ins and outs. This is going to be critical when it is come to quality management plan, because this is where you are setting up the stage from day one of looking at the quality and building into your project plan. So for example, if you are building some sort of hardware, it is for the general public. You also want to consider accessibility needs. And in your instant and out, you're going to have to talk about, you may have to have EDA regulation, and that's part of the quality, so that you're not design and building something which is for able body, but is for all body disabled, abled, whatever that may be. Identify stakeholder or that department, even external sources that are going to need to be part of your quality management plan. Now, you already have a project team, you already have your general stakeholder that you need. But this is why you can consider your quality management plan, because there may be some additional people you didn't even think about that is going to give you the additional information, resource they may have to execute text, or just have the fundamental knowledge that you need in order to really answer that the deliverer that your project is looking to create and implement is going to be successful from day one, minimize or rework. Define quality criteria. Once you know all the players, you know how to define the criteria that each player and that stakeholder is going to have to come to the table with. If quality criteria can take into account functionality standard regulation that need to take into account when helping you with a design of what you are trying to accomplish. This could also include some testing and standard. One thing to consider, for example, is Lean Six Sigma. The standard behind is ISO 19. There is a regulation and a rule that you have to take into account in product. That is something you are going handling of something, which is why you need to have